get your 10th divorce.
Christmas when I was a child. In November, my stepmother started mixing her Christmas puddings. In December, the greengrocer Poulter Dwyer's arrived with a colossal turkey. On Christmas Day, when the licensing hours imitated Sunday, the pub closed at 2 and Christmas dinner was eaten at 3. The turkey stuffing was herbs and pork sausage meat. No Dwyers came for Christmas, nor any Burns. My stepmother and her brother had quarrelled, as always happens in families, over a family will. The Dwyers kept their own green Christmas over the greengrocer's shop, laden with all the unsold holly and mistletoe, but the Wilsons were welcome at the Golden Eagle. My stepmother approved of my two uncles, the master plumber Jack, who looked like Stanley Baldwin, the common plumber Jimmy, who looked like James Maxton, and whose wife Lily, my apparent godmother, she considered a shiftless slut. These Christmas parties, beginning in the Golden Eagle, continued in the later locales to which we moved. After the afternoon torpor, there was a powerful tea of my stepmother and rich, iced, volcanic, earth-coloured, uneatable Christmas cake. The real festivities began after 10 at night, when my cousins and myself were dropped food-drugged and bloated into the one double bed. There was a supper of cold turkey and ham and tongue with piccalilli, sherry trifle, charlotte russe, mince pies, the sullen reappearance of the Christmas cake, moye et chandon champagne. Then in the great drawing room, three pianists accompanied songs in turn. My father, my aunt Nell, my stepsister Madge. The songs were Finnegan's Ball, Here's Another One Off to America, Coronation Day, Pale Hands I Loved, Because, Dear Little Shamrock, Numbers from Little Nelly Kelly, Ma, He's Making Eyes at Me, Avalon, Yes, We Have No Bananas. When my cousins and I had grown, and another pair of cousins had been added to the master plumber's menage, we too participated, and I sang the Golden Vanity with, for some reason, my trousers falling down. Trousers were called kecks, which probably means the dry, hollow stalk of umbellifers, like cowslut, parsnip, and wild chervil.